good shot there from Tate.
A lot of people say girls love money, and that's not entirely true.
So I had some friends over last night, sitting, having a few drinks. I go to my bedroom and they're fucking naked taking stupid pictures. So I sit in my bed and they take a picture of me in the background. I liked it. It's two naked girls and me. I had my pants on, whatever. It's just a picture. So I put it on Instagram. Let me tell you motherfuckers about Instagram. All these girls are just like, oh, why would you put something like that on Instagram? Let me tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why right now. You hoes put pictures of your ass and your tits and your bikinis and stuff, and you get thousands and thousands of likes. I can put up a photo of $1 million worth of cars with me, and I get about 4 likes. No one likes pictures of men. No one shares them. No one fucking interacts with them. You can't build your profile. I have 40,000 followers. I know 18-year-old girls with double the followers I have. Double. And what do? Just blow kisses and shake their ass. Literally, that's how pathetic this world is. But the photo I put up last night, which we're going to cut to, with me with 2 chicks, has over 5,500 likes. That's more than you get, and you have 80,000 followers. I'm telling you, I'm putting a girl in every Instagram picture from now on. Every single time I've got a girl around me, I'm on a date, I'm fucking, I'm smoking, I'm getting my dick sucked, but I'm going to dress up in a bikini and take a cool picture. Every one of my pictures on Instagram from now on is going to have hoes.
Why are you pretending to have girls? For take confidential.
I don't, yeah.
Why are you pretending?
I don't, and I have one.
So excited.
1 a.m.
It's 1 a.m. and we're depressed. We're depressed because we're super rich.
And we can't do anything.
We're depressed. Why are we depressed?
We can't do anything.
It's because we're rich. Despite our rich. We're drinking cans. We're talking about how cans help you go to sleep. And then we decided to drink loads of Red Bulls and then go to sleep. So that we can sleep faster. And sleep with more energy and done quicker.
Yeah.
We're going to start with 2 Red Bulls each.
To allow us to sleep with as much energy as possible.
Super sleep. Is this super sleep? Oh. It's not even fun down
here. Why are we doing this? This isn't gonna work.
It will work.
5 Red Bulls each, then straight to bed.
Bed Bulls.
Bed Bulls.
Out of the
beer. Why did we do that?
It was Andrew's idea.
It was Andrew's idea.
It's a terrible idea. Every time I got up to piss, I was tossing and turning and my brain was on.
Yeah.
I was trying to sleep and then my eyes were open and I kept trying to close it and then I burp and I had really bad heartburn. Why does anyone drink that stuff?
It was absolutely just impossible for me.
What if we make it a 1 week challenge?
No.
Every night before bed.
Up it by 1 every night.
To see what happens for 1 week.
3 tonight?
And 4 the day after.
No, I'm going to say it's a bad idea now.
Why?
Because last night you said if you had real friends, they would have told you it's a bad idea.
Listen, I'm not your real friend, mate. I'm your cousin.
I'm a millionaire, stuck in his house. Fuck us, man. What else are we going to do? Watch TV, go to bed. No. Red Bull challenge for 1 week.
All right, I'm down.
You in?
You got no choice.
Shit. All right, Red Bull challenge.
All right, let's do it. Boom.
We interrupt this program for a special news bulletin.
For once in your life, stop being a dickhead. You, watching this.
Yeah, stop it.
You're a dickhead.
You are.
Stop it. And here's what you're going to do. Finish watching the episode. Go to CobraTate.com. Message the live chat agent and say,
I'm finished being a dickhead. That's it. If you do that, your life's going to change. If not, you're going to stay a dickhead.
So I've invented a business ritual for us to get richer than ever before. We're already very rich. We're going to get richer. And what we do is we all light a candle in unison. Down a Red Bull as fast as possible.
Very gay.
It's not gay.
It works.
It works. Last time we did this, we made money.
Yep.
Forex trade came in. Down a Red Bull as fast as possible, and then you sniff smelling salts as hard as you can.
You invented this yesterday. We've been making money for 5 years.
It brings the money spirits to life.
Exactly.
It brings the money spirits out. I'm Tristan. I know everything.
And because it's such a holy weekend of Easter, the spirits are around.
Are you ready?
I'm super ready.
Jesus is not going to help you make money by pouring.
Jesus is here!
That's not his deal.
Are you ready for
the ritual? Get ready for the ritual.
You can light my candle.
No!
No!
You guys
are ready?
Guys.
3, 2, 1.
Go. Fucking nerves.
I can feel his gear already.
He's here.
Ready?
I'm stronger than ever before! We're about to be rich!
This is how you do it!
Tristan doesn't know shit. The more money we make, the more we can keep from Tristan. We're out of the company.
See you later.
What the fuck am I playing the candle game? I woke up this morning, went sat out by the pool, and then went back to sleep at 11 and woke up at 12:30. It doesn't even make any sense. You can't sleep with wings.
What have you got? Meetings? We're in quarantine, Tristan. Drink Red Bull, let's go.
Double whammy. You're asleep?
You should start with the ball. It's my 15th today, maybe.
Red Bulls will sponsor us.
Red Bulls, we've got 15 Red Bulls.
Red Bull will sponsor us.
We'll all have diabetes by the time we get out of this.
Yeah.
That's the exciting part. We can all share insulin.
All right, put on some of this. Why did we just do this? Why do I do any of the things we do?
Are you tired?
Do you have wings?
I'm tired.
So you need wings.
The burn on my hand still is not healed. I'm not fucking tired. You burnt my bike.
Tristan.
It's not my fault. Play with fire. You know what they say.
Anyway, this morning the police came and said, quarantine expert act. So we are free. We no longer have to stay in the house for 2 weeks because we went to Sweden. We're free. I say we get in the car and go drive.
Okay. But didn't you get arrested yesterday for breaking quarantine?
Exactly. So I went out driving yesterday while I was on quarantine and got arrested. But now I'm not on quarantine, so I'm going driving.
Yeah, but don't you have to go to court for breaking quarantine?
Romanian court, so there's so. Oh no, not a court in Romania. Woo-hoo! The internationally respected Romanian courts. What did we do?
They're corruption free, as we all know.
Wait, put me in jail? Put me in jail. You put me in jail, I'm gonna walk in there with a pile of money like this. Guards. Boom, 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 boom. Get some hoes. This cell's mine. Bang, bang. Before you know, I'll be chilling.
Yeah,
it'll be the best quarantine ever.
No,
I'm ready. Put me in jail. I don't give a fuck. Yesterday I told them to put me in jail. Today they told me I'm not in quarantine. Going out driving again. They can take their court case, shove it up the papadash. We're hitting the streets.
All right. Where's my wallet, by the way? Every time I ask where it is, Luke pulls a stupid face. What have you done with my wallet?
You weren't using it.
It ran. Where are you going? Car holder. Had a wall of 50s in it.
Seen it, man.
What are you looking
for? My wallet.
Oh, the wallet. Your Red Bull.
Yeah. I see that.
Just can't put it away.
No clue.
No idea.
Don't know.
Where are we going?
So we're in quarantine, or no, we're in lockdown.
We're in lockdown, yeah, we're not allowed. Well, today they told me my quarantine's ended, but I've got a penal case with the judge for breaking it yesterday, so am I still in quarantine? Who knows?
Who knows?
And we're in the 992, and we're trying to keep up with the MA.
it looks faster. It
looks much faster. But.
Yeah, but.
So we got the slowest car. Luckily, you're the most crazy driver.
Yeah.
So we'll keep up. We won't die.
No way.
No way, bro.
Not like this.
Too good to die. Welcome to the real world. Real world pain. This is church. Only one universal understanding across humankind. Force, violence. Not language in the world doesn't understand a punch in the face.
True.
This is your God. This right here. I pray to Jesus, I will punch the fuck out of you. I'll punch the fuck out of you. Oh, but I believe in God, I will beat the fuck out of you. Who cares? It doesn't mean anything. This means something. Woo!
Last round, let's go.
Last round! All or nothing!
3 minutes, please. 3 minutes. See what tricks I have. Jab, 1 point.
We got the face to a hook. Let's see. Put my body first.
How wrong can this possibly go?
Yeah, don't bat it into a car.
0%. Ready?